Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa, those of you that were, like many of us, waiting on pins and needles, is that going to be the Browns pick at 26? Are they going to move up to get him at, earlier in the draft? And then all of a sudden, Greg Newsom, okay, we're happy about it, but man, he's still on the board. Got to move up. Andrew Berry does, the 52. And wouldn't you know it, lands the Butkus Award winner and unanimous All-American with Notre Dame. Jeremiah, it is great to have you in Cleveland. How are you doing this afternoon?
Man, glory be to God, man. It's been a great day and a blessed day. I'm glad to be on the show.
Well, it is great to hear you. And you know what? I'm going to start there with you just seem very, very grounded, very enthusiastic. And I was in the interviews that I've seen you do, it seems like you're a guy that, you know, you love football. And I guess what separates to me at this level, what separates the good or great from to the elite is, okay, physically you're good, but how much do you love football? So I'll ask you, Jeremiah, how much do you love the game of football?
Well, you know, I love the game of football enough to keep on playing. I love the game so much that everything I do surrounds it. You know, everything that I'm abiding during my off season, during my off time, my free time. You know? So something, you know, football is very essential in my life. And then football is ultimately one of the biggest teachers that I have in terms of the person that I am. So,
In terms of rookie minicamp, which just wrapped up over the weekend, and you know, not like other rookie mini camps, and this past year hasn't been a lot like any other season. But you did get that individual attention, and according to many, and even yourself, you kind of soaked up that, you know, that one-on-one time. Tell us about what you took away from mini camp.
Yeah, man, it was a really nice time to be able to really key in on, you know, the details of things, really to have that one-on-one time. To really spend a lot of time really introducing the defense, introducing the schemes, doing a lot of fundamentals in terms of individual indie work, and really, you know, taking our time. But it was a lot of information, you know, tiring. But, you know, the game of football, you know, is something that you love to do. So those are things that you're willing to be put through. And ultimately, it was a great time, just to be able to work with Coach Bloom, Coach Tarv, Coach Woods, and just be able to embed myself into that culture.
So you mentioned Coach Tarv, Jason Tarver, the linebackers coach, and again, we're talking to Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa here on Bull and Fox. Jason Tarver, building the Browns, that episode right after the draft, a show that the Browns produce. When Kevin Stefanski was talking about you in the moment right after they drafted you, he mentioned Coach Tarver, and he said, man, every time Tarver wrote up something on Owusu-Koramoa, it was explosive, 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 explosive. So obviously you have that in your arsenal. We know how much you bring to the table physically. Is being explosive and that type of player, is that just as much mental as it is physical?
It is, because, you know, the first thing when you think of explosion comes from intention. Explosion, the first foundation, the keys of it, of his intentions. If you have those intentions to get from point A to point B, you know, you'll carry yourself to go further. if your intentions are heightened in terms of I'm about to blow this play up, then you might go a little faster. If your intentions is, this is a big guy, I don't know if I'm going to hit him, or this is a lineman, I don't know, he's a little stronger than me. If your intentions are that, you may go a little slower. So, I think it's just as much mental as it is physical.
So being that hybrid player, that, linebacker, you can obviously stop somebody in the hole, and you can lay the wood on somebody at the line of scrimmage, you can drop back in coverage. What do you like to do the best? We hear about how versatile you are and how multi-talented you are, but what does Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah enjoy the most on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, absolutely. I really enjoy covering, and I really enjoy tackling. Those are two things that I really value. But you said one, I'm trying to figure out which one. I think I'm going to go with tackle, just in terms of big hits, in terms of any type of hits, just to be able to get a reaction from the crowd, just to be able to get, which is the ultimate goal, get the ball carrier down and ultimately get off the field. So, I would have to say tackling is, something I love doing.
Jeremiah, were you able to get a pretty good feel on what Joe Woods, defensive coordinator, where he'd like you and where he thinks you fit as far as this defense and principles and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. Really learning the basics right now. Done a little bit of nickel and things like that and base calls in terms of the wheel linebacker. But ultimately, he's trying to use me in a versatile way. I'm looking forward to everything that is to come. I definitely got a good feel of it, as I had a lot of one-on-one time this rookie mini camp. So I definitely have a picture.
So this is interesting. You were a Browns fan growing up, and admittedly, I love just how real you were with it. You're like, well, I loved orange and brown. It's my favorite colors. But you were a Browns fan growing up. So I've been saying all along, all the ingredients are there for you to, be hugely popular in this town. Obviously, you're a defensive player. Things are turning for the Browns. You know the passion this fan base has for it. But in addition, when people hear that, like you were, these were lean years when you're wearing orange and brown and you're a Browns fan. Were you getting crap from your teammates or your family? Were they going, what are you doing? You're in the D.C. area, right? Or in the Virginia area, right?
Yeah. Well, definitely. I'm in the DMV. Not specifically D.C., but definitely hang around there from time to time. But, you do get crap, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. And, you love what you love. And, this is where I want to be. And, this is ultimately the team that I, see myself, evolving in. So,
did anybody in particular, any of your teammates or even family members, like, say, Ravens fans because of that area and go, dude, what are you doing, man? Browns are struggling. Why are you wearing that Browns gear?
Well, I actually never even had a lot of Browns gear. It was just a mental thing. It was just a thing where I would just rave about. But nobody really gave me crap about it. So it's all good.
Gotcha. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is our guest. Again, newest member of that Browns defense, along with Greg Newsome and others. They had rookie minicamp. So let's go back to the draft. And I know you've only been asked this about 500 times, but I'll ask it again. As I said, one of the things that's very impressive about you is you're very grounded, very down to earth, and all of that. But you said after the draft, after dropping, that you really, there's no chip on the shoulder. There's no animosity. A lot of guys would say, they're going to regret it. Do you really not feel anything? You're just kind of grateful to be playing in the NFL for the Browns?
Well, I don't think the meaning of I don't have a chip on my shoulder, I don't think the meaning is of that or directed to that specific quote in terms of the draft position. I do have a chip on my shoulder, but it isn't referring to a specific spot that I landed within the draft. My chip on the shoulder is based on what I've always been basing it off of, which is inside the game of football in terms of my appreciation for the game. So when we're talking about motivation and we're talking about, being motivated to do something, you have to, pinpoint your motivations within this specific thing and not anything that is specifically external. So, that's what I mean when I say that, I don't have a chip on my shoulder in terms of, you know, the draft, you know, because, you know, we've seen the greatest players go undrafted. We've seen the greatest players go deep in the draft. So certain things like that, you know, I don't hark on too much. But, you know, I do see, you know, the linebackers that go before me. I do see the defensive players that they call before me. You know, I see it and I take it into consideration. But I don't allow it to pull me in a world that, you know, I'm not already in. So, I stay grounded.
So essentially, you had a chip on your shoulder at high school in Virginia at Bethel, and you had a chip on your shoulder at Notre Dame. That's just part of playing the game of football, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Good deal. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is our guest again, drafted 52nd overall in that second round by the Cleveland Browns, pairing him with Greg Newsome. And I mean, Jeremiah, I want to go back to that night because fans and I was on social media that night, and people were. There was a lot of people clamoring for, hey, you know what, trade up and get J.O.K., J.O.K., J.O.K. That's all we heard. And while, look, Newsom's a great player. We're glad we got him. I think everybody was shocked, and not just here, everywhere, that you dropped out of that first round. Were you being told necessarily what it was? Did you know what it was? Or were you just kind of going, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, I really, you know, really couldn't pinpoint, you know, I thought I checked all the boxes, you know, so I really couldn't pinpoint what exactly drove me to drop in the draft. You know, you hear certain things like, oh, well, you know, teams don't know how to fit into the scheme. You know, you hear a lot of things like size and, you know, you hear a lot of things. But for me specifically, you know, I couldn't really pinpoint anything, you know, in particular. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, you got to move on from it.
Was there anybody that, I mean, it doesn't sound like anybody close to you needed to say, hey, man, it's okay, you know, because, you know, some guys in that situation would be ticked off. They might be pacing around. They might be saying certain things.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody need to say, hey, Jeremiah, it's going to be all right, man. You know, God has a plan. Everything's going to work out. Yeah. Or were you just that was just your attitude that night?
Well, I actually did get a lot of that. I got a lot of that. But I don't think, you know, the people that were around me understood the kind of maturity that I had at the time or you know, the type of calmness that I had at the time. I think everybody was thinking that, you know, like everybody else thinks, like, oh, well, he's supposed to be mad. Well, he's supposed to be, you know, sad or, you know, any other type of emotion. But I really wasn't feeling that. I was really, you know, just caught up on the next thing, the next path, and really trying to get into a mindset to whatever team picks me, that's the team that I'm going all out for. So,
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is our guest joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, I'm sure you're going to dodge this question, and I totally get it if you do. Is there one guy in the NFL right now that you can't wait to hit? Maybe it's a buddy. Maybe it's somebody you remember from your college days that you didn't get along with, or a guy that's had your numbers, or anybody right now in the NFL game that you're looking forward to hit more than others?
Man, you're trying to get me. Man. I'm about to dodge this one. I got a few of them on my mind, but, you know, I gotta stay calm on this one, man.
Okay, good deal. Now, let's go the other way then. Who are you really looking forward to? And I'm sure there's a lot of guys, obviously, with these new faces coming in. But is there one guy that you're really looking forward to seeing and meeting and talking to a great deal? I'm sure maybe you talk to some of these veterans that are coming in, but is there maybe one guy that you can't wait to sit down and pick his brain a little bit?
Well, within, you know, our team, you know, you know, we have a lot of players, good players, a lot of wise players. You know, I don't have anybody just in particular that, you know, I aim to. I talk a lot with Mac Wilson, but, you know, other than Mac in terms of the day-to-day conversations, you know, I'm really looking forward to just picking all of the veterans' brains and just to be able to get something from everyone. You know, the good old saying is, you know, a wise man is the man who can learn from anyone, so. Even those who are on a team that may be even, you know, not necessarily superstars, I'm looking forward to picking their brains as well. So we'll see what happens, and we'll see when everybody gets on, you know, on campus. I'm about to say on campus, but we'll see when everybody gets into the facility, and, you know, that's when we'll, you know, have that sit down and talk.
So is there anybody here in the closing moments, Jeremiah, we appreciate your time, but is there anybody that you – maybe model your game after? Do you see, or is it just I'm kind of my own guy. I mean, do you even watch a lot of the NFL? Did you growing up and in college?
Yeah, I watched a lot. I mean, I picked from so many people. I did pick from a lot of people. I picked from Deion Jones. I picked from Carl Joseph. I picked from Jamal Adams. You know, I picked from a lot of versatile people. Maniac from the Colts. I picked from, you know, even you know, Charles Tillman, Peanut. I picked from a lot of people just to find different aspects of my game that will really elevate me. Who in the NFL, who was in the NFL that really modeled this side of my game that I want to continue to grow? And that's what I really pinpoint. Who's the best at each section? Who's the best at tackling? Who's the best at getting fumbles? Who's the best at being versatile? Who's the best at getting interceptions? You know, Ed Reed, you know, certain things like that. So I just really pinpoint different things and try to model my game that way.
He's Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. You're going to see a lot of him, hear a lot of him for this coming season. Looking forward to it. Now, Jeremiah, you know, I'm sure you do anyway, like some of the history here and the dog pound, and it started with Hanford Dixon, Frank Minifield barking on the field. So you're still getting your feet wet and getting to know the town, and you've got all the information for the defense. Have you been able to work on the bark? I know you said the philosophy is no bark, I'll bite. But you might have to bark every now and then. Have you had a chance to work on your bark at all for us?
Yeah, I feel like I got a natural bark to me, you know what I mean? So right now I ain't barking too much. I'm really trying to bite, but we're going to, you know, pause for all my Notre Dame guys. But, you know, for for the future purposes, man, I got my bark ready.
But you're not going to divulge it here. Is that where you're going? We're not going to get it here. It's something you stash. No, that's all right.
I'm a bad one.
I think you've dodged these pretty damn well. The ones you've had to dodge, you've dodged very well. I mean, this has been it's impressive all the way around, man.
It's a technique. You get the technique. You laugh with it, and, you know.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing that technique, that explosiveness, that power, the speed, everything. Here with the Cleveland Browns and on defense. And I can tell you, bud, these fans are really, really excited to welcome you here to Cleveland. Welcome in and all the best of luck this upcoming season. Thank you, bud.
My honor, man. My honor. Much love. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. That is Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.